Now, very pleased to be chatting with Silverbacks veteran forward Drew Bennett for today's intermission interview. And Drew, I just want to start with starting with the quarantine chat, like something the last time we caught up, you talked about, you know, the positivity of the group during those tough months where you guys weren't playing. And we've seen a comeback ability from you guys in third periods often, you know, your never quit attitude. I want to know if there's something to do with, you know, the closeness of the group and that positivity that you talked about. Is there a connection between that and, you know, never quitting and being able to come back in third periods?
Yeah, no, I think for sure. And I think a lot of that started during our off time and kind of battling through it all together. And we were all going through the same stuff. And it was pretty hard for all of us to kind of, you know, stay with it and stay positive. But I think we all did a really good job of just coming together and getting through it together. So I think, you know, it really just brought our group closer. And, you know, you look at those comebacks we have and, you know, that's just stuff we kind of talked about, you know, during the break. And it's just, you know, when we get this opportunity, don't let it slip. So, you know, we're always reminding the guys of that in the dressing room. And I think kind of when that gets brought up, it kind of just lights a fire in the group.
So talk about playing so many games. You're 12 in, you got 8 left. It's probably going by pretty quickly. You're probably loving it. Like, how much fun has it been to finally play?
Yeah, no, it's been unreal. Obviously we were all waiting for this for such a long time, and for it to come, it's been a great feeling for all of us. And, you know, especially, being able to have success like we've been having, through the first 12 games, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and, it's just going to keep getting more fun if we can continue stacking on some more W's.
Yes, we'll talk a little bit about Vernon in just a sec, who you'll be playing today. Let's first off talk about your line mates, your current line mates, Philip Jacques and Cameron Recchi. You guys you're starting to click the past few games. Just tell me maybe why you think you guys are starting to have some success.
You know, I think we all three of us kind of play similar styles. You know, we kind of focus on just getting the puck in low and being hard on the forecheck, you know, trying to turn pucks over. And I think when we do that, you know, we sustain a lot of time in the O-zone. And, you know, we all have good habits to our game. So that allows us to kind of get out of the D-zone quickly and focus on what makes us successful. And that's kind of just getting the puck down low and grinding it out. Or you know, if we have a chance off the rush, you know, we'll obviously take that. But, you know, we know our game and that thrives more, you know, below the hash marks and, you know, working their team down and just getting pucks through the net. So I think, you know, we're kind of starting to realize what really works for us. And, you know, we're kind of just consistently doing it shift in, shift out now. And, you know, we're starting to have a lot of success doing it. So, you know, it's just important for us to keep doing that and stick to our game and try and not be something that we aren't.
So with this busy, hectic schedule, maybe we can just get a word from you on how you personally have been able to handle this. I know obviously recovery days when you get them are important, but what are you focusing on to stay fresh?
You know, obviously playing a lot of games in a short period of time, it's definitely tough on your body, but, you know, definitely tough mentally too. So, you know, obviously I take time to reflect on the games and you know, see how I can improve and stuff. But, you know, at the same time, it's important to kind of get your mind away from the game at times. And, you know, whether that's playing PlayStation with my friends or, you know, just watching a funny movie or something. I think that's something that's really important for me. And, you know, early on, maybe dwelling on my mistakes a little bit too much and kind of being hard on myself. And, you know, once I found the ability to kind of take my mind off the game a bit, it's helped a lot. And, you know, physically, it's just stretching every day and taking ice baths and just pretty much doing everything I can to keep the legs fresh. It's pretty tough to do it, but, you know, we're trying to do our best.
Now, I take it you've probably never played, I'm guessing, this many games in such a short amount of time. Like, this has got to be new for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially the 6 and 8, that was pretty crazy. I know You know, waking up on that eighth day, you know, legs might not be feeling the best, but it's all about just kind of staying strong mentally, and it all starts in your head. So if you're telling yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. And you know, if I just try and make sure that I'm telling myself I'm feeling good and energized going into the game, and you know, I find that that works for me. But yeah, it's definitely something I'm not used to, but you know, I'm not complaining. I was waiting for this all year, so I'm happy to do it in however many days we have to.
Yes, for sure. So Vernon, there's been a lot of overtime with them, yet I mean that their record against you, they are 5-1, and they're the biggest rival. So, well, like, what do you guys need to do? And you guys are playing well, but is there anything to get over that hump and really steal some points from the Vipers?
I think if you look at our games versus Vernon, our first periods are usually our best period. And, you know, sometimes we can't find a goal, or maybe we only get one. I think we need to find the ability to kind of finish on our chances when we're having our strong periods. I mean, they're a really good team, and they're coached really well. And they're obviously going to bounce back after a tough period, and other teams are going to outplay you at times. And it's just kind of about finding the way to bear down when you're kind of in a hot streak and kind of all over them. I think that that's really important for us, and also just finding that killer instinct, whether we're up, you know, 2-1, 3-1, it's about getting that next one. And, you know, I think sometimes they've came back on us a lot, and, that's kind of something we've struggled with. But, you know, if we can find a way to kind of close the floodgate after they get one, and then be able to bounce back and get the next one, I think that would definitely help our odds against them for sure.
Just want to get a word from you on playing in so many overtimes, so many tight games. For you, I assume, like, is it more enjoyable to have all these close games?
It's definitely more enjoyable to have close games. I mean, I don't know if it's more enjoyable to be going into overtime. It's a little bit more stressful, but, you know, obviously we love it when we win, and it sucks when you lose. But, you know, I know for our group, I think we'd like to get things done more in the first 60 minutes and kind of be able to close it out better. But, you know, definitely I would take the close games over blowouts any day. And I think it just kind of has brought out the competitiveness in our group. So, yeah, it's definitely more exciting to play in close games, but hopefully we can maybe limit the overtimes in the last eight games here.
Last two questions, just kind of about your experience here in Salmon Arm. Obviously, as a graduating player, just going to ask a bit to look back. So first, let's talk a bit about off the ice. How has this year your billet experience? How have your billets helped? Obviously, it's not your first year, but how have they helped you with your off the ice living?
Oh, I mean, they've been unbelievable, and obviously they welcome me into the family with open arms. And you know, obviously having two young kids, it kind of allows me again to get away from the game and you know, spend time with them. You know, whether that's playing mini sticks or you know, playing Uno or whatever we're doing. You know, it's just a good release from the game. And you know, obviously they've been able to help me going through kind of the stressful times of, you know, being kind of unclear on where the season was going and, you know, what that means for me, you know, just always being someone to talk to and, you know, just being really helpful that way. You know, I couldn't be more grateful for them and everything they've done for me. And, you know, it's been unbelievable. And, you know, the Elliots will be, you know, family for me forever because, you know, they've just done an unbelievable job at making me feel a part of the family.
And then lastly, I know you already talked about this in our quarantine chat right before this pod began, but if you can kind of look back on your time as a Silverback, it's not done yet, but if you can kind of, you know, overall, what are you going to take from your time in Salmon Arm as a Silverback?
I think, you know, obviously last year we had ups and downs kind of throughout the season. And, you know, I think as a group that allowed us to just come together and You know, the leadership of the older guys is something that, you know, I really learned from. And, you know, that's definitely a huge takeaway from me, and just kind of showing that, you know, it's definitely not going to be all ups, you know, when you're playing junior hockey or hockey at any level. And, you know, being able to take it on the chin and, you know, deal with it and get better and, you know, continue to come to the rink with purpose and, you know, be happy about what you're doing is something, you know, that I learned from them that I'll take on and, you know, hopefully teach some other people. You know, obviously the Victoria series, that was definitely the highlight of last year for all of us, I'm sure. And, obviously it didn't really end out the way we wanted, but, you know, if you ask anyone from our team last year, I think everyone would say that, you know, we would have been playing for a long time last year. So, you know, we all know that, and, you know, whether we were able to prove it or not, I think that won't change any of our minds. And, you know, just coming on this year, obviously it was great to get back with the boys and, you know, a little bit of a different year, you know, not being able to be as involved in the community and stuff, but, you know, just coming together with the boys and, you know, our group this year is so close. You know, just like I've been talking about, going through all that adversity together and, you know, all we really have is each other. So, you know, it's been a real pleasure for me, you know, getting to know all the boys and, obviously, the most important thing for us is having success in the pod season. So, you know, hopefully the highlight for this year is coming out on top of the Vernon pod and, you know, being able to, look back on that and just know we did everything we could, you know, in our time off to just get ready and stay focused and, come together as a group. And, you know, if that can continue to lead to success for us, I think it would be a really, really good season for our group.
Perfect. Thanks so much for taking the time, Drew.
Yeah, thank you.